And back now with Day to Day, another sign of the financial pressures on the newspaper industry today. Yesterday, we talked about how the New York Times is shrinking the size of its paper to save on newsprint. And now another of the nation's most significant papers, the Wall Street Journal, confirms it will soon sell advertising space on the front page. Joining us is John Dimsdale of Marketplace. John, what is the Journal saying about its plans?
Well, starting as early as September, the Journal will sell space in a square box in the lower right-hand corner of the front page. We don't know the size yet, but it could be pretty flashy with color pictures, and that will be especially eye-catching since, as you know, the Journal has traditionally been kind of a gray and print-heavy paper.
Right. There could be a major change, as you say. Why? What kind of reaction are you hearing out there in the industry?
Well, journalists tend to get their backs up over glitzy ads pushing aside important news, taking space away from reporting. But the Journal's managers say they ran this idea by focus groups of their readers and found no objections. In fact, the readers considered the whole issue insignificant. But Bob Steele, a scholar of journalism ethics at the Poynter Institute, says ads pose a new challenge to reporters whose stories will now have to compete with the attention-grabbing display ads right next door.
The key is to make sure that while the ads draw the reader's attention, and that's the purpose of the ad, that it doesn't draw away the attention from the important news content to the front page. And that means great writing, tight editing, compelling design, and importantly, very substantive information.
Hey, John, I checked the New York Times. Way down at the bottom of that front page, there's a tiny ad for the Fresh Air Fund, but that's all. What other papers have ads on the front?
New York Times ads are classified ads, print only. Notably, USA Today, which has the highest weekday circulation of any U.S. paper. Some say only prestigious papers don't have front page ads. But, you know, European newspapers have had ads for a long time, and the tradition here seems to be changing. Talk about your competition for attention. What about reading news articles on the Internet? More readers are migrating there, and there are all sorts of eye-popping distractions on those screens. Even TV screens these days are busy. The trend seems to be toward multitasking for the eyeballs.
You bet. Any idea what they're going to sell for these ads in the Journal?
Well, it is new territory. We'll have to see what the market will bear. USA Today gets about $30,000. The Journal, some say, could get twice as much since they have such an influential readership. Coming up later today on Marketplace, a look at how American Airlines turned a profit.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.